things haven't been the same since you came into my life. You found a way to touch my soul, and I never, ever, ever gonna let it go. Happiness lies in your own hands. It took me much too long to understand how it could be until you shared your secret with me. Something's coming over. Something's coming over. Something's coming over me. My baby's got a secret.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to today's podcast and YouTube video. I want to talk about my first love. I mean, when it comes to your mind, what do you think first love is? I met a guy when I was 18, just before I was 18, who took my virginity, and I was totally in love with him. And I was very shy at that time, and I didn't know who I was and what ticked me and what I liked and what I was into. And the first thing he noticed and what we connected on is that we both loved music. And he said that, why are you so afraid to sing? You should just sing out loud when you're with me. And I said, no, everyone makes fun of me. I sing in a woman's voice. I am tone deaf. People say, you're awful. Do not sing. Please do not sing. I've been told my entire life, do not sing. And he said, who the fuck cares? Just sing. Whatever makes you happy, just do it. And we sang and we sang and we sang together. And no one gave a fuck whether it was right or whether we were tone deaf or whether people cared. And I dated a lot of people after that who all didn't want me to sing. And that was something that I could not deal with because it encroached on my love for music. And the love for music, I mean, I would give it credit where it's due, even though I have such a turbulent relationship with my brother. I would say the most turbulent relationship I've ever had. But in those moments of love and growing up together, there was a lot of support from him and a lot of love from him. And he said, our first love will be music, because if you have music, you will never be lonely. So morning, night, the first thing we did when we woke up was put on music, and we fell asleep to music. And music really helped me in my life to deal with depression and being bullied and stress, and I would cry myself to sleep, but music would be present to help me cry, to help me take out everything I was feeling. And I sang and I danced, and it was all private, and I was very afraid to show that side of me to be judged by people. So music stayed within me, and it's even today, whenever I'm depressed, whenever I'm happy, whenever I feel anything, music is omnipresent. And music is that love. So when you say first love, I would not give it to a man. I would give it to music, because that is something that has really stayed with me. I don't really think or care about the men in my life, rather than just lessons, and then you just move on and you really enjoy what you had. But until I met my current man, my husband, who said the best part about traveling with me was that I could sing out loud, and I sang the whole way. Even if we were driving 8 hours, I fucking sang. I sang and sang and sang, and he didn't say a thing. He actually loved it. And this is the first time in my life where I felt comfortable enough to show that innermost love of mine to someone and share it with someone. Because sharing it with him, who has a love for music but is not attached to it in any way or is in love with it anyway, makes it very interesting, because I get to bring a new dimension to the relationship, to the marriage. And I get to share it with him and I get to show it to him. And the love for music is so precious because it grows wherever you go. It grows with the years. And it still really grounds you back to those oldest songs that you grew up with that most people don't know, because my brother's like 10 years older. So I grew up in that generation, from the Roxettes to the Michael Jacksons to the Madonnas to my generation, which is the Gaga and the Miley. And so I range from the oldest Hindi black and white songs from my parents' generations to Blackpink. So it's like the biggest spectrum of love I could have in my life. And it really tells you that you must have your own passions and loves in your life, because people may come and go, family may come and go, stress may come and go, bullying may come and go, but there's one constant, which is music, which has been there since you were born till now, until the day you die. And there's no end to it. You can keep learning it, keep listening to it, keep singing it. And I really, really say, just do it. Just connect to something that you really love, no matter what it is. And don't care about what people think or people say. Just do it. Just enjoy it and do it for yourself. And don't give a flying fuck what people think. So here I am singing to you.